today guest, Mr. Phil Quinn, the author of the book titled And Hell Follow, Forever Two Wheels and Wounds of Retribution. We're here to celebrate your creativity and explore the world you crafted in this book. Phil, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alba. I appreciate it.
No problem. To have you here. So if you're ready, let's get started with the questions. First of all, we want to know a little bit about you. So what initially drew you in the world of writing? What was like in a specific moment that you knew you wanted to be an author?
The short version is I fell into it. I was taking some college courses and I took one of the classes was creative writing. I submitted some of my work to my instructor, and he suggested that if I got it cleaned up a little bit to possibly submit it to get it published. And so that's kind of how it started.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you have that talent.
I don't know about that, but I enjoy writing. it's an outlet. It's a good release. It kind of puts you into a different world.
Yeah. So, and can you talk us a little bit about your typical writing process? Like, do you have any unique rituals, habits, anything to help you to be more creative or write?
Sure. So I think my favorite place to write is sitting on my back patio. I wrote a lot of my first book on my patio, and then almost the entire second book. And I just enjoy being outside, and it seems to help. And so that's kind of where I write anyway.
Yeah, because it helps you with inspiration, right? You feel more comfortable there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and what has been the most rewarding aspect of being an author so far? Like, what do you feel proud about that?
Well, I'm very proud to have just won an award, the International Impact Award for crime thriller category. And so I was very excited for that. I've never really won an award like that before. And so... that was for my first book, And Hell Followed. And so hopefully there will be more coming after that. But that was, I think that was really a pleasant surprise and very fascinating how the whole process worked.
Okay. And so your book, the one that you talk about, and Hell Followed, that is, can you talk a little bit about that book? Like
how, yep, absolutely. How it's
come? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So my first book is based off of actual events that I was part of. I'm a retired police officer from Iowa. I was an officer there for 20 years. Before that, I was in the United States Marine Corps in 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines, Kilo Company, 2nd Platoon. So my book really revolves around a lot of my experiences, both as a Marine and as a police officer. And this book is more works around when I worked as a narcotics investigator with a task force in Iowa. And so there's a lot of I'd say the majority of it is based off of those events. And of course, since fictionalized, it is the locations, the names of the people. A lot of that has been not redacted, but has been changed to protect both the innocent and the guilty.
Yeah, of course. I bet you have a lot of stories, right?
I do. I do.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds amazing. It's really good to know like your background, because in that way we can know a little bit about your book. We link both like you as an author and the book. So this, it's one of your three books, right? This is like a trilogy. Did you say that, something about that?
Yes, ma'am. So the second book is called Forever Two Wheels. It is the next in line after And Hell Followed. And in that book, I introduce a new character who then becomes the protagonist in the third book, Wounds of Retribution. And I'll be honest, these books aren't for everybody. These books can be, they're gritty, in your face, violent. There's some pretty spicy language in the books. And so if that type of thing offends you, these probably aren't the best books. However, I try not to keep it, or I try not to have it over the top violent. There's a lot of books, a lot of movies, TV shows out there that are just way over the top violent. These are more realistic. And again, a lot of the information that I have in my books are based off of actual events that I have either been part of, have known about it firsthand, or in some cases experienced it firsthand as well.
And in that case, there are some challenges. Like I'm just wondering, did you have any challenge writing this book, or like present something that, like for you to present the book to the audience, there's challenges because you're writing from a topic that it's not, it's about crime. It's like a hot topic, right?
Yes, ma'am. So one of the biggest challenges was to not put so much information in there that people would be able to figure out who I'm talking about or where I'm talking about. That was probably one of the biggest things. I had to do a lot of editing on the first book, especially because of that. And an interesting side note, I have another Marine buddy of mine who asked me if one of the characters was a person, and I couldn't believe that he figured it out. It was very interesting for him to reach out to me and say, "Hey, I read your book. Is this so and so?" And I was like, "Holy cow! How did you figure that out?"
They know, right? You're experts.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, that was probably one of the biggest challenges, and then the whole process of finding a publishing company, finding a literary agent. My literary agent retired here recently, so I'm actually in the process of finding a new one. So if there are any literary agents that are seeing this, yeah, please reach out to me. That's one of the biggest challenges. My ultimate goal in this would be to have my books turned into either a series or a movie.
Yeah, probably. Don't worry. Like, you have a story there. And like, for example, and what is next for you as an author? Like, are you currently working on any projects or that you can share with our listeners like right now?
Yes, ma'am. I'm working on one, and I'm kind of going outside of my comfort zone. I'm not a big science fiction type person, but I'm writing a science fiction novel right now that revolves around time travel, and it's fascinating. I love doing the research. My time right now is very limited, and so hopefully things will slow down a little bit for me towards the midsummer, and I can concentrate on writing again. But I think this book is if anything, going to be fun to write. So far, I'm probably about 20,000 words into it, and I'm having a blast writing it because your imagination is what holds you back, you know, when it comes to writing. And I mean, the more imaginative you are, you know, just put it on paper. You can fine tune it later. And that's what I figured out works best for me. And hopefully, you know, there's an author out there that's listening to this or seeing this and saying, you know what, that's not a bad idea. And that's not my idea. I didn't come up with that. I heard that from somebody else, and I just applied it.
Yeah, but that's a good thing. And like, tell us about this book. Like, where can I find them? Like, we can go to Amazon. Where we can buy those books?
Yes, ma'am. So yeah, you can go to Amazon and buy them. There's BAM, which is Books a Million, I believe. Barnes and Noble. And then, of course, my website, philqueenauthor.com. There's a link to buy direct, from those companies. And it comes in hardcover, paperback, and ebook. I do not have it in audio yet. That is something in the future that I would love to have done. Right now there's those three platforms. And then also my contact information is on my website. And so if you wanted to reach out directly to me, and request a book, I can do that as well.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. And like, for ending, there's anything that you want to share with our authors in the audience, like an advice from another author, if they're just like thinking of starting a journey in writing, like what is your advice for them?
My advice is to write. Again, you can fine tune the stuff later. At my age, I'm in my mid 50s now, and it's harder for me to remember stuff. And so I have a phone and a notepad with me. There's been times where I've been out on the golf course. There's been times when I'm driving and in a idea would pop into my head, and I'd have to stop and pull over and write down the idea before I forgot or record it. And then you can put all, everything, you know, on paper later or on your computer or whatever. That seems to work for me. And the other thing is to talk to other authors and find out what works for them. One thing that I have found that I wish I would have known was to read more, in the genre that you're writing in, and apply what you're reading, to your writing. And what I mean by that is, don't copy somebody else's, but understand how they write. And then you can apply your own flair to that. But you'll have some sort of a baseline to be able to write. If you read my first book in comparison to my third book, I know for a fact that my writing ability had blown up.
Improved, right? Yeah.
From the first one to the third one. And I also found that writing the third book wasn't as tiresome. It wasn't as troubling as the first one and even the second one. It started to flow better. It started to, I was able to get more of the information on the computer much faster. And it actually, to be honest, it became more enjoyable.
Yeah, it become natural, right? It's easy to write because you already know and you have the stories. So it's a pleasure for us to have you here, Phil. And I hope that we can know soon about your next book, because we are excited about that. Mm-hmm. So people can now know where they can buy the book, and I hope you can reach a lot of listeners and also people who can buy. So for my side, it's a pleasure, and thank you for giving us a glimpse into your work and sharing your passion. And listeners, be sure to check his book. Thank you for tuning in to Outer Radio, Amplifying Voices, Inspiring the World. So join me next time for another inspiring conversation with Mr. Phil Queen. In the meantime, happy listening.
Thank you.